You're on 2SER Breakfast here. My name is Mick Rad. Now, the Australian government has released a number of initiatives for the reduction of carbon emissions and pollutants based on the white paper in 2008. The Department of Climate Change and Energy Efficiency funded a number of schemes, and in response, a number of not-for-profit organisations have emerged. Our guest today, Annabelle Murray, has a background in environmental science and is discussing her role as project manager for the Low Carbon Living Program, which has been developed by the Blue Mountains World Heritage Institute with funding from the Senate for Sustainable Living based at University of New South Wales. Good morning, Annabelle.
Hi, Nick. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Now, thanks for joining us. Now, I saw this long acronym, the CRCLCL.
Yeah.
And, of course, can you explain a little bit about what that is?
So it's called the Australian Cooperative Research Centre for Low Carbon Living, and they have national funding. They're based at University of New South Wales. So they've funded programs throughout Australia, including our program that was initiated by the Blue Mountains World Heritage Institute. So the Blue Mountains World Heritage Institute initiated the program and gained funding from them to run the Low Carbon Living Program Blue Mountains. And now they've agreed to provide, they've just funded a national flyer to instigate the program in other areas that have shown an interest in the Low Carbon Living Program. And they're hopefully going to fund a rollout of a national program in South Australia, Western Australia, Margaret River, the Southern Highlands and Byron Bay are some regions that is, have been interested in the program.
Fantastic. Now, the Low Carbon Living Program, it seems like obviously it's an initiative to try and encourage businesses and people to reduce their carbon emissions. Can you tell us how some of the people involved have been doing that?
So we've had 30 businesses involved in the pilot program. As you know, the Blue Mountains is a tourist region, so we started out focusing on tourism businesses. There are some really big hotels up here, as well as adventure companies and stuff. So Scenic World, the Carrington, the Escarpment Group, which own the Hydro Majestic, and Lillian Fells, Mountain Heritage, have all been, they're some of the partners in the pilot program, and they've been involved in having audits done of their energy, waste and water, and then gaining a series of recommendations, their initial carbon footprint measures and a series of recommendations about how to lower their carbon footprint in those areas, and then the opportunity to reduce the carbon footprint. And over, and then once they have the audit completed, they gain a rating, a bronze, silver or gold rating based on their carbon footprint, which then goes on our website to promote all the businesses that are part of the program and are making an effort to reduce their carbon footprint. So overall, the carbon emissions have been reduced by 15% by all the partners so far.
Fantastic.
And it's just the beginning. And my role is the project coordinator for the program only in the Blue Mountains because obviously I can't do the whole country. But John Merson, Professor John Merson from the UNSW, and Alex Bormer is a research fellow, and they've developed the whole methodology and data processing. So they'll be taking it to the national level to use the model in different regions, replicating,
Yeah, fantastic. So the idea is, like you say, you get a gold, silver or bronze medal, depending on how well you reduce your carbon footprint. And then I see on the website, you actually, people can get some discounts on some of the facilities that these places offer as well.
Yeah, definitely. So some of the establishments have been really cooperative with that and offered a discount. If people share their experiences at those places on social media, they gain a discount via the website.
Right.
So, yeah, it's up to them to negotiate with the businesses. That's all, in train, so it's easy to do.
Nice. So you're the project officer for the Blue Mountains scheme, of course. Now, what are the chances of this going Australia-wide? You're mentioning that some funding has been coming through.
Yeah, we're hoping to get funding over 3 years to support the initiation of this program in the other regions I mentioned. So it depends on getting that funding, basically, and then the level of interest in those areas.
Hmm.
And then it's a bit of a process. But we've done, a lot of the hard yards, developing the marketing program with the Republic of Everyone, which are a big marketing body, have produced the flyers and the website design and the national flyer. So we've put, some of the CRC money has gone towards producing good marketing materials so that the program has relevant up-to-date marketing strategy in place, and then that the whole model of the data processing, as well as the marketing materials and the website, can be replicated to those regions. So we've set it all up for people, and then it's just a matter of them implementing it. So there's a lot of groundwork to do once you're in the region, like a person like me carrying out the role of communicating with businesses, getting the information going between the auditor, the data processor, and the marketing. So that's sort of the role. But John and Alex will initiate that in those areas.
Nice. Now, in general, what sort of choices do you think people have in the way of making informed purchases? You know, looking at labelling or ratings and things like that. You've got a great initiative here on your website, but what other ways can people make informed purchases?
Well, one thing I do all the time is a thank you brand, which is also a not-for-profit social enterprise. Hmm. And they have, I guess, their personal care products. And if you buy, like, soap from them, and they use all the profit to put back into communities where those communities don't have sanitization.
Yeah, that's running. Right. And they do water as well. Thank you, water.
Thank you, water.
That's one that I always pick up before I pick up, you know, one of the big brands.
Any other option.
And they do soap and other things. That's right.
Yeah, so the idea of this program is to position the business participants as leaders in the community and as role models. And so providing a lot of a big aspect of the program is to provide information and inspiration to the community more broadly and draw everyone forward. So it's interesting approaching businesses. It's pretty black and white between the businesses who see a program like this as really relevant to what they want to achieve in their business plan overall, and some businesses who don't, still to this day and age, don't see it relevant at all. But the market research program that we carried out in April showed that 80% of visitors and residents would be interested in using a program like this to lower their carbon footprint. So they understood the carbon footprint language, terminology. Mm-hmm. They understood the connection between shopping at low carbon services as a way to lower their own carbon footprint. And they were interested in using a website like this to access services. So we're actually approaching the whole sector, like from schools to community groups to tourism businesses to the building industry. So there's interest from all aspects of the community, from the business sense and organisational sense. So it will give the community a lot of opportunities to recognise ways to reduce their carbon, as well as reducing their carbon by patronising those businesses and services.
Yeah. Now, fantastic. Mm. Now, the website is lowcarbonliving-bluemountains.com.au. Yeah. That's your website. And people can jump on there and have a look at the businesses that are taking part in this and find out who's a gold and who's a silver, who's a bronze, and some of the benefits that they're giving. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on 2SER.
My pleasure. I hope people find it really interesting and learn more about how to reduce your carbon footprint.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks. That was Annabelle Murray. She is a project officer for the Low Carbon Living Program developed by the Blue Mountains World Heritage Institute. Like I say, jump onto their website. You can have a look. We'll link it on our podcast as well, lowcarbonliving-bluemountains.com.au.